Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, the service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. Jim Masters here, along with the doc. Yes, Dr. Victoria J. Monlock continues her series with us here in the new year, exploring all kinds of ways to be healthy, and she's extraordinary because she's been talking about her unique partnership in patients' health and healing. We have some exciting things that we're going to be continuing the conversation on, but also some new things that she's going to share with us as well. I encourage you to go back into the archives if you've missed any of the conversations with the illustrious doctor. It's always a pleasure to have her here. And when it does come to health and well-being, people have different relationships with health providers, and sometimes they passively listen to a doctor or another skilled practitioner. Sometimes they actually do the research. They take an active role, and they even seek a specialist's advice. Sadly, there are times when people have complaints that might be dismissed by the doctor or labeled unresolvable, and the relationship ends. The best results, though, can be achieved from this partnership that Dr. Monlock likes to forge. When patients who are knowledgeable and inquisitive and want to explore treatment options, they work with a doctor who takes a highly personalized approach, such as Dr. Victoria J. Monlock, a longtime provider of OBGYN and internal medicine care in the Midwest. It's that kind of foresighted and committed doctor that really makes a difference. As a teaching doctor, she has a sense of duty to empower people with knowledge, so you'll understand what's actually going on inside your body to a greater extent. Also, to become an excellent steward of your own health so that you can navigate the medical system more easily and successfully for the rest of your healthy life. Dr. Monlock describes herself as a wellness physician, someone who has worked to really keep people out of hospitals, away from costly medical office visits, and off the common medications that can be scary in terms of their side effects. She accomplishes her goals with promising options that have included bioidentical hormones and exomes, also the name of the new protein serum and more portable generation of stem cell therapy we're going to be talking about as well. She also taps into a rare and deep level of concern for each individual and their health complaints. We're excited to have her as we continue our series here on Close Up Radio. Let's welcome her live and direct from Waukesha, Wisconsin. I've had the opportunity to be there multiple times to meet with Dr. Monlock and her staff and her beautiful practice in Waukesha, which is just west of Milwaukee. Dr. Monlock, thank you very much for joining us once again. Welcome back, and first time you and I are chatting since the new year, so Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and always glad to be here, so thank you for the invitation.
Love when I chat with you, and you're very welcome because you're so much on the forefront and you're always on the cutting edge of things that are revolutionary. That's a word that I always think about, and caring, of course, when I think about you as well. We're going to be expanding further on this episode on regenerative health management. From your definition, your understanding of it all, what is the meaning of regenerative health or regenerative medicine?
Well, and thank you for that. The name of the group that I belong to is Regenerative Health Management, so we even incorporate that in our name. But what it means is that the body actually has all of the smarts to figure out how to regenerate things. Like you cut yourself, how does it heal itself? And so that's a very simple example, but if you have a deep injury or an organ injury, does the body have the resources to heal itself? And many times we do. We simply aren't as aware of things we can do that help it to help itself. And so knowing that the body is smart, and knowing that we have a lot of those resources, it's how can we maximize that? What are the things that we can do that are simple, that are everyday things? And most of us take for granted the ability that sleep gives us to heal. Most of us take advantage of the fact that just drinking enough water can be extremely curative because you wash away toxin. What some other people realize they find out in time is that they may be missing the ability to properly clear toxin. They cannot methylate properly. And that's a genetic defect that's easily found by a blood test, that once we know that, we can actually take somebody that's been diagnosed as fibromyalgia, and it really isn't that at all. It's they're missing the gene that helps them to clear garbage out of their muscles. So if you always have lactic acid stuck in your muscles, they're always going to feel like you just finished doing a hard workout, and you keep building that lactic acid in a muscle, and it's always going to hurt. So you then get labeled as fibromyalgia when all it is your body can't clear the garbage. So there are easy things that you can do, but it's knowing what your body is trying to tell you. So in the regenerative world, we start simply with doing hormone balancing, because you've heard me say many times that the basis of our health are the four foundational hormone groups. So getting those four legs of your chair balanced means you've got a good foundation. Now you can go beyond those hormone levels, and you can actually make sure your blood count is good and your kidneys and liver are good and your lipids are good. Those are what we call second level tests in our world, but many docs call that first level testing because they never check the hormone levels. So all of that has to be in place. But yet now we're talking regenerative medicine. Well, what if you're unlucky enough to twist your knee and you've torn a meniscus, or you have osteoarthritis and you've got overuse of the cartilage in your knee, and you've got, you know, in maybe one-tenth of your joint, you've got an area where bone is meeting bone, but the other 90% of your joint is in very good shape. You just have to get it rebalanced so you've got cartilage under the part that you wore and tore too much. Well, that's where regenerative medicine and some of these purified amniotic fluid products that come from stem cells are actually able to make a significant difference, because if purified amniotic fluid, which we talked about last time, but those are all the growth factors and proteins that stem cells make, that if you can put those growth factors into a knee where there's a torn meniscus, not only are those 150 growth factors and proteins that we put in there able to be those resources for your knee to start rebuilding good cartilage, but they're also calling your stem cells in your body to come and join the party. Hey, we've got a party going on in the right knee over here. Come join us. So now you're calling your own body, didn't really think it could help itself that much, but you're giving it the building blocks and the resources to say, okay, I've brought all the food to the party. All you have to do is show up. So your stem cells can join that party and help you regenerate new cartilage in your knee, and you may never need a knee surgery or a knee replacement. What a marvelous idea to let the body do its own healing. So last time we talked about my husband, but I've got a couple other examples that I can give you, and Jim, I can roll right into those, or, you know, if you have any other questions.
I would love to. People love to hear practical examples of things because it's so relatable and they can connect with it. I'd love to hear you roll out some actual practical examples. That would be terrific, Doctor.
Well, one that I'm going to give you is going to be a patient that when I met her, she actually was menopausal, a 10-year diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, and she was already on injectable biologic therapy. And so you'd think, oh, well, there's not much there for you to do. You know, she's already on the best of the best treatment. So what could you possibly offer to her? Well, she not only was menopausal and not on hormone, but had every symptom of not being on hormone, and she was miserable besides having rheumatoid arthritis. So we addressed the four legs of her chair. So first we put her on hormone. We balanced out her thyroid. We made sure that her adrenal was in good shape, and we also made sure that her dietary was such that she didn't have an elevated blood sugar or an elevated insulin, which she was creeping that direction and didn't even realize it. So after we started some hormone on her, female hormone, got her so she was actually at less risk for osteopenia, less risk for osteoporosis, then we actually started addressing muscle pain and addressing joint pain. And she said, well, I already see my rheumatologist. I get these infusions. What possibly can we do about joint pain? I said, well, you've had a sudden change in pain in your hip. So let's get an MRI. Got an MRI. Lo and behold, she had a tear in her labrum, which is the cartilage in her hip. And she looked at me and she said, where did that come from? I said, well, when you have an arthritis that is autoimmune, like rheumatoid arthritis, your immune system also attacks your cartilage. So not only does age and wear and tear attack it just from use, but now your immune system attacks it. At some point, without much provocation at all, she tore her labrum. She just knew she had more pain in her hip but couldn't figure out why. So they were changing the timing of her infusion, moving it up, trying to do other things, but nothing was helping. So lo and behold, I said to her, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we work with some of this purified amniotic fluid product? We'll put it right in your hip, and then we'll balance out what's going on with the muscles around the hip, and let's see if we can make this better. Well, lo and behold, 1 cc of purified amniotic fluid in her hip, and her hip pain was back to better than what it was before we put the injection in, meaning we were getting rid of the immune part of things, but we were also helping it from the actual thinness or wear and tear part of it, because we were putting those growth factors and proteins in, and her body was calling her own stem cells to the party. So she was now in a position where she could allow those resources that we injected to let her body better help herself. Yes, did hormone help? Of course hormone helps, because we know that that also gives increased blood supply per square inch, which is what estradiol is going to do, but that is something that alone isn't going to be enough. She needed those growth factors and proteins there as well. So the second case I'm going to tell you about is a patient that was doing absolutely nothing. She was standing at an art gallery and looking at things on the wall, twisted to turn to, you know, change direction in the gallery and felt knee pain. And she thought, oh my gosh, this is the same knee pain I used to feel when I tore my meniscus in my other leg, but I didn't do anything. All I did was I'm standing here in this art gallery. So came in to see me and said, well, this is the same pain. What can we do? I said, well, we can do one of two things. We can do an MRI and prove it, or if this feels to you like the same pain, we have nothing to lose by putting some purified amniotic fluid product in your knee, allow those proteins and growth factors to help. If that doesn't do it, we can always MRI and see if there's something else going on with your knee. She goes, let's do it. I'm ready to do something right now. So when she walked in, she was on a cane. She had a Velcroed and metal knee brace that was over her blue jeans. And she said, it hurts with every step. So we went ahead and injected. And I said to her, I need to see you in 1 week. Came back in 1 week, no knee brace. Cane was gone, walked in at a normal pace, and she went, hey, doc, look. And she stood there without her cane, and she almost jumped. She said, no, I better not. But what a wonderful testimony to what giving the proper resources to your body can do for you. Now, what I'm planning on is bringing in the next resource that a body needs, and every body needs this, and we need it not just where we've helped this torn meniscus or this osteoarthritis joint that was too thin, where we've helped that joint, but what if you could also deliver all of the collagen building blocks that your joints and your muscles need? Because now you have absolutely every resource. Imagine going and doing a project at home and you go, oh, I needed a number 12 washer, but I only have a number 10 washer as I'm doing this plumbing project. Well, I'll just use the number 10. Well, you're going to have a leak and you're going to have a problem and your plumbing isn't going to work right. So you have to have the right tools, the right resources. So you dutifully go to Menards or Home Depot or whatever your drug or your hardware store is in your community, and you look for the right size washer for the job. Well, that's kind of what your body does too. So if you give it its right resources, which are the purified amniotic fluid proteins and growth factors, then you still have to have the collagen, which is the matrix, for those proteins and growth factors to work on. So if you don't have the proper matrix, then you're going to have a harder time building the right cartilage back up. So what if you could take an elixir that had all 31 types of collagen in it? And you'd go, oh, I didn't even know there were 31 types of collagen. Well, that's my job to know that, not yours. But what if you could take a product that had all 31 types? What if you could do it all at once? And what if you could do it for a relatively inexpensive cost? You'd go, oh, my God, sign me up. Because we have collagen in every part of our body. It's important for wound healing. So diabetics who have ulcers, they need collagen to help rebuild the tissue that was ulcerated as they heal. People that have wear and tear in their muscles, in their joints, they need it. People who go to get injections in their cheek for filler because their cheek is falling down into their chin and they're getting jowls, or they're getting crow's feet from smiling too much. What if you could put collagen in and you didn't have to go see your dermatologist or your esthetician as often? Holy smokes. What if you could get rid of chicken neck by putting collagen in? The right collagen, all of it, all 31 types. Holy smokes, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's revolutionary and it is regenerative and it's quite exciting on so many different levels. Goals, what are some of the goals? I mean, you're sharing these incredible revolutionary techniques now. Well, what are some other goals of regenerative health management?
Well, imagine, and I'll give you, and I gave this example on the last show, is in a long COVID patient, we don't know patient to patient what their long COVID symptoms are or what they're going to be, because COVID went to each person's weakness and their weak spot in their body. And it caused more damage in their weak spot than it did in somebody else's weak spot. So long COVID looks different in every patient. It may be a fatigue in somebody. It may be in an asthmatic, poor breathing and scar tissue in their lungs. In somebody else, it's going to look different. In a heart patient, it may actually be a worsening of their heart failure from scar tissue or round valves. So we don't know. Long COVID is just a definition, and it's kind of a term that we throw at people when they've had COVID and they're just not fully recovered from it. But it's a different set of symptoms in different people. And that's why it's such a difficult, and people say, well, can't we just work with long COVID and can't we get rid of it? Well, the example I gave last week was of my asthmatic patient, that her long COVID result is she built up scar tissue in the left side of her lungs, and she had no airflow on the whole left side of her lungs. And with intravenous purified amniotic fluid products, again, these 150 proteins and growth factors, I gave it to her intravenous because from the left arm, it goes to your heart, and then it goes to your lungs. So the majority of it is going directly where I needed it, right to her lungs. And I had her back in 2 weeks, and not only did she feel good, but she had full airflow restored to the left side of her lungs, whereas I had heard nothing 2 weeks prior before getting her infusion. So there are some amazing things that giving a body the right to do the job and to fix whatever project you have going on in your body. Just think of yourself as you're the carpenter, and you've got to have all the tools in your toolbox to be able to do your reparative job in your body. And so if we can supply the proteins and growth factors to you, and now I can also share with you this collagen elixir that you can also give the rest of the matrix building blocks to your body for those proteins and growth factors to rebuild on, then you could actually give yourself a new knee or a new hip, repair a meniscus that's torn. You know, the ability for your body with the right tools to do a reparative job on whatever ails you is just astounding. And now if you've got the anti-aging aspect of what collagen is going to do when it gets up into facial structures like your cheek and the support tissues of your cheekbones, and that we all know aging takes that collagen and that tissue and it drops it down into your chin. Well, what if you can rebuild it right where you need it? Holy smokes. You know, now it's anti-aging as well, and it's anti-aging if your knee feels better. So it is a way to give yourself some of the essential building blocks that you need.
This is so exciting. It really is, because people sometimes are desperate, and they're on this wild goose chase search to find things, and quite frankly, blow a lot of money on things that just don't work, that aren't proven, or just are a fad or flavor of the month. And what you're talking about, as I mentioned, is not only revolutionary, but it's proven, it's exciting, science-based. I mean, that makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, people will say, well, purified amniotic fluid products, you know, that's kind of heady and not every doctor's office is going to have that. Well, my answer back to that is you're right, but a doctor's office has to be vetted into and actually wanting to do regenerative medicine. You know, most of Western medicine is more interested in being reactive to what you walk in with. Oh, you've got an ache, I've got a pill for that. Oh, you've got diabetes, I've got a pill for that. I'm trying to be regenerative and give you back your quote-unquote moxie. I'm going to turn back the hands of time. I'm going to give your body the tools that it can work with on its own to give it not just its regenerative and healing, but I'm going to turn back the hands of time. My patients hear me say all the time that with hormone replacement, I'm going to keep you forever age 45. And goodness gracious, what's wrong with that? Nothing. Nothing. As long as you do it
properly. I hear your phones ringing in the background as we speak.
So know that you can get a hold of me through my website. I do a free consult with patients. And a free consult is exactly what it is, a free consult. It doesn't have to be in office. It can be by Zoom. It can be by phone. So my website, which is care, C-A-R-E, /VJ, my initials, VJ Monloch, M-O-N-D-L-O-C-H, M-D, go to that website and you'll be able to see the box that says free consult. And you'll see the box that has my books and my YouTube information. And I'm trying to, in as many ways as possible, put information out for people to be able to get the information in the manner that you want to receive it. Do you want it in a book form? I've got that for you. Do you want it in a free consult? I've got that for you. Do you want it in a quick YouTube video? I've got that for you. So in as many ways as I can, I'm trying to give you now the resources that you can choose upon to pick what's going to help you with your regenerating your health, regenerating your body, getting back to where you want to be, getting your moxie back.
It's so exciting. It really is. Give us that website contact again.
It is RHM, which is Regenerative Health Management. So RHM.care, C-A-R-E, / VJ Monloch, M-O-N-D-L-O-C-H, M-D.
And free consultation, as you mentioned, as well. So, I mean, that right there is something extra special. If people are, you know, they're sort of on the fence, they have questions, they want to know more about it, they're excited, but they want to dig in deeper, that consultation can be of great value, right?
Absolutely. And free is not just that dirty four-letter word. It really is free.
That's, yeah, I never thought of it that way, but you are so right. It is true on many different levels. Always a pleasure. And looking forward to the continuation of the conversation. Again, you're always bringing to bear some exciting news to really benefit all of us, male, female, all different ages, all different backgrounds, all different cultures, all different interests in life, to really balance our health and wellness. And this is something that has been your life's calling, and you do a beautiful job of it. Thanks for joining us on this episode, Doctor, and we look forward to chatting more next week. I'm sure you'll have some more exciting things for us as well. Always a pleasure, Dr. Monloch. And, of course, we want to mention before we go, you do have your YouTube channel too, right?
Absolutely. It's Hey Doc, What's Up? But I need you guys to go on and give me more hits than the Warner Brothers, which is the What's Up Doc. So that's what comes
right
up first. But I need you guys to all go on and just put my name on first if Warner Brothers comes up, because, of course, there's more hits for Warner Brothers, you know, and until I get more
you're
hits.
You're in good company.
So go on and like it and share it and get us more hits so that when my name comes up and What's Up Doc comes up, what will actually show is the medical show you're looking
is
for,
you.
Not cartoons.
Right.
Of course, sometimes healthcare can seem like a cartoon.
That's right. What's Up Doc is a whole other kind of cartoon. Exactly. Right, exactly. Show her some love. Absolutely. Dr. Monloch, thanks again for joining us, and we'll chat again next week. A pleasure.
My pleasure. Take care.
You be well. All right, folks, another fascinating conversation with an amazing doctor, Dr. Victoria J. Monloch. We'll be back together next week, same time. I'll be back in 30 minutes with another amazing guest, so stay right there on Close Up Radio to learn for all of us. Jim Masters here. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.